Now, in October 2012, Nicole Fitzsimons, a young Australian woman, was tragically killed in a motorcycle accident in Thailand. Shockingly, her story is one Australians keep hearing at an alarming rate, with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade claiming over 1,000 Australians die overseas every year from illness or accident. Now, these statistics shocked the Fitzsimons family, and as a result of their loss, they decided enough was enough and created the Nicole Fitzsimons Foundation, which aims to educate young Australians on travel safety and lessen the loss of young lives. I'm joined on the line now by Kate Fitzsimons, the director of the foundation, to talk more about her incredible work. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Julia. You've done your research all over it.
Well, I can thank my producers for that. But Kate, definitely a very shocking story and sounds like some great work you guys are doing at the foundation. How does the foundation spread awareness of travel safety?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, as this broken-hearted sister, I just began researching into how many other poor families had suffered what we've been through. And you know, now it is showing that every 17 hours we are losing an Australian tourist over in Southeast Asia. And sitting there, and I was like, I'm not okay with a family receiving a phone call like my own every 17 hours. So I took all the lessons that I could from my sister's tragedy, from, you know, not compromising our safety. You know, she wasn't wearing a helmet, something she'd never do here in Australia, you know, if she got on a motorbike here. And through to, you know, the importance of getting the right travel insurance and all that stuff. And I just bundled up every lesson I could and in an empowering way and put it into this one-hour presentation for high school students, particularly year 11 and 12 students who are getting very excited to go and do things like schoolies and Kentucky tours and all the travel after school. And now I've shared that presentation with over 100,000 students around Australia.
That's amazing. And do you think this rate is so high because students and young people kind of are in that exciting stage of, you know, this new taste of freedom once traveling for the first time? Why is this rate so high, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of overseas travel, and you get to some of the most beautiful places on this planet, and they do have, like, particularly, you know, throughout places like Southeast Asia, very different cultural safety standards to here in Australia. And it's easy to get complacent with that. You know, my sister was a really smart, responsible woman, and I couldn't even imagine her doing that thing here. But we get overseas and we kind of match our safety standards to what's around us, when instead we should really be taking even more responsibility of our own safety because, you know, there is no one there to kind of protect us with that. And you can see it more and more on online, you know, influencers posting riding a motorbike without a helmet. And we're almost beginning to think that it is a really harmless thing to do, but you're actually 6.5 times more likely to end up killed in an accident over on the roads in Southeast Asia than you are here in Australia. So it's like, guys, if you wouldn't dream of taking the risk here, why are you going and taking it overseas where you're without your family, your, you know, that safety and protection, the government, all the right support systems and emergency services, what my family had to go through whilst we navigated, you know, an entirely different foreign system of trying to get Nicole back home and all the complexities that comes after it. I was just like, I know what Nicole would want me to do. And that was to use my voice and use her story to help save a life in her honour. She touched so many lives during her time here, and I was determined to continue to do that in a meaningful way.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure, you know, this doesn't just affect young people. I'm sure there are others who aren't aware of these safety measures. Are there plans for the foundation to broaden their audience reach?
You know, I think through like online measures and things like that, we're definitely still reaching the older audiences. I think for me, it's just kind of the ideal way because kids are already in school, and I think, you know, the younger that you can get that message through to them, the better. And I definitely encourage the kids through the resources I hand out to pass along the message to their parents and get them aware of the foundation. And, you know, most especially, like, we've had a lot of support thankfully through the media that also kind of helps disperse that message. But I am just one woman, so I need to be realistic with how many places I can pursue sharing my message. But I'm looking like I'd really love to work more with because Jetstar actually supports Nicole's foundation, and find most especially because the numbers are really showing around that Southeast Asian region is where Aussies are taking or ending up in the most trouble and taking the most risk because of the way that that culture is. And I'm not trying to say we have to go and change that culture, but I want to change the mentality that we're taking over there. And I think the more that I can hit that specific target of no matter what age you are, if you are traveling Southeast Asia, this is a message that you need to hear. You need to be smart and be cautious and really be mindful, as well as making sure that you are properly insured if the unthinkable does happen.
Sure, sure. And travel safety isn't the only thing the foundation touches on. Can you tell us more about your work assisting young artists and sports people?
So that is definitely something that we created in honour of Nicole's greatest passion. She was the most incredible dancer and had a huge love of rugby league and wanted to become like a sports journalist and everything like that. So we wanted to carry on that passion. And so alongside, the travel safety goals, my mum does an incredible job at carrying this side of the foundation, and that's giving small grants, to performers and sports people, particularly those who are suffering financially and going through their own adversity. So we proudly helped some skiers from the Special Olympics Australia get over and compete in Austria in 2017, and through to helping like a Down syndrome boy play with the Special Olympics. And just my mum's actually set up some dance classes for students out in Western Sydney who are like for the autistic students and special needs kids, to give them the joy of dance and getting their body moving. And because Nicole, nothing lit her up more than being on stage. And so, it's really meaningful to be able to touch lives and help lives in honour of Nicole's love. So, there's also more information on that on our website if there is someone who has a goal. You know, it's not about necessarily needing to be a huge goal or needing to be the best. It's about you having the courage to show up and pursue a goal that matters to you, but there's financial disadvantage that's holding you back. That's where the foundation loves to come along and give you that extra helping hand to get you there.
Kate, that's absolutely incredible. I will leave it there, but thank you so much for your time on the show this morning. It's been fantastic talking to you about all the work you've been doing and a touching story there. And keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you so much. Get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather we've got.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day. Gorgeous day outside. All right, Kate, have a great day. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. That was Kate Fitzsimons, the director of the Nicole Fitzsimons Foundation, talking about her incredible work, spreading awareness of travel safety and a bunch of other things as well. And if you'd like to donate or find out more information about the foundation, you can check out our website, 2SER.com, for all that information.